Launching on or after December 9th, Cox Communications is creating a new grouping of regional government and education digital channels for Northwest Arkansas customers. Fayetteville, Springdale, and Rogers School districts currently share time on a single analog channel with UATV, the student-run channel at the University of Arkansas. The new arrangement will allow each district to have its own channel. Kelly Zaga, Director of Public Affairs for Cox Communications, says the response to these upcoming changes has been incredibly positive.
We have seen everyone just thrilled by the opportunity that this presents. With the student programming that's happening at the University of Arkansas, they're just creating incredible stuff and growing by leaps and bounds and really trying to, enhance the quality of their station. And so for them to be able to go to a 24/7 broadcast has just been like a gift to that program. They don't have to share with anybody now, and they're able to really continue branding themselves fully as UATV. And then similarly, like the Fayetteville Public Schools, Springdale, Rogers Public Schools, all of them were also sharing channel time with the University of Arkansas UATV programming. And so now that each one of those school districts that has a broadcast program has their own dedicated channel, they're getting a whole lot more programming time. So that just means that those students are having more opportunities to see their programming aired. It means that the school districts are able to get out information more consistently to their constituents. You believe that there will be more sports programming and concerts and, great events that are celebrating what young people are doing in the region. We'll be seeing more and more of that on local television.
In the past, customers could view UATV during certain hours and could only view the local school programming from their own cities. These new channels will allow content to be seen by all Northwest Arkansas customers.
One significant change is that the education channels, as well as the city government channels, will now be visible to people throughout Northwest Arkansas. So in the past, when you have lived in Fayetteville, you would see just the Fayetteville Public Schools, and you would just see Fayetteville City Channel. But now, with these being added to the digital spectrum, we have gone ahead and opened this up to Northwest Arkansas. So I know that particularly the students that are producing content for their schools are really excited about this, because they'll be able to see what students from other school districts are creating and feel like they're going to gain even more opportunity from being able to see what their peers are doing. The only channel that will not be visible throughout the region at this point is the Fayetteville Public Access Channel, and that will still continue to only be seen in Fayetteville.
One of the reasons Cox is adding these digital channels is because it will help the company make better use of its bandwidth.
Analog spectrum takes up a whole lot of bandwidth space for each individual channel. And so we have been getting so many requests with people moving to digital televisions, HD televisions, for more digital and HD programming, that we've been trying to figure out exactly how to utilize our bandwidth in the best, most efficient way. And as it happens, you're able to fit a lot more digital or HD channels into the same space as one analog channel. So what we decided to do was to remove some of the analog channels and put them into their own kind of local programming grouping, like what is happening with the Fayetteville and other regional education, public access, and government channels, and put them into the digital spectrum so they take up less space. It would actually allow us to give full-time 24/7 access to particularly our education programmers.
Cox offers a basic analog package to customers, which allows them to hook a cable straight to their television sets and view channels without the use of a digital converter box. In order to view the new education and local government channels, Northwest Arkansas residents will have to obtain a box, which Cox will distribute at no extra cost.
We are offering them the option between now and the end of February to go by their local Cox store and just let the store know that they're interested in continuing to receive those government and education channels. And we will supply them with a free box that they can just bring home and install. It's very easy to do, and it will not cause any change to their current package. So essentially what it will do is it will make them able to access that few digital channels that will have moved at that point, but it will not change the package that they're purchasing from Cox.
Customers will be able to use the digital converter box without paying extra fees for 2 years.
The reason why we're putting a finite period of time on that is that, frankly, the whole world is moving toward an entirely digital signal for programming. So at this point, we're really the only programmer cable provider in the area that still offers any type of analog signal. And the world is just moving toward digital spectrum. So we believe within 2 years we will know what that landscape is going to look like and whether or not customers would continue needing a box like that or if there will be some other technology answer that will provide them the services that they're used to receiving.
Through the end of the year, the current analog channels will have a message posted on them informing customers where the new channels are located and how they can obtain a digital converter box if they need one. This is Ozarks at Large.